Hello and greetings to all esteemed economic activists. I hope you are doing great, wherever you are in the world. We have been hosts to each of our dear traders or representatives, whether for factory visits, contract signings, or meetings in Iran. Initially, there was some initial apprehension about Iran when they plan to visit. Some discussions are entirely media related and have no connection to Iran. One thing is a reality of life, and another is a media-driven narrative, perhaps from the perspective of many who hear my voice and live in Europe or the United States. They may think life in Africa is fraught with many dangers. The situation there is very bad, or they believe so. However, friends who currently hear my voice from Africa do not share such beliefs. They see life progressing in Africa without any problems. They say life goes on smoothly. Cities like Nairobi in East Africa, or Dakar in West Africa, Tunisia in North Africa, and any other place in South Africa, these are good, modern, calm, attractive, and beautiful cities and countries for travel and living. So, there is something beyond the media-driven narrative, and we do not intend to discuss the media aspect. The global media is not in our hands. We only have our own team. But over time, we can have an impact on the perception of Iran. In this podcast, I don't intend to discuss cultural perspectives on countries or media's impact on society. We want to focus on trade. The first time you plan to come to Iran or invite a trader to join you, you face the challenge of how to extend the invitation, convince them, and respond to negative perceptions. I'll share a practical tip with you. The representatives themselves come to Iran first, visit factories, experience the conditions. Why do I say this? Because when you come to Iran and after that invite someone, if they claim Iran is unsafe, you, having been to Iran and experienced it, can refute that claim easily. You have videos, office visits, factory tours, making it much easier for you. Typically, when our representatives visit Iran, subsequent trips become much smoother and business becomes easier for them. So, we recommend you yourself come first. Even if you feel some stress, watch videos of previous representatives who have visited Iran and have come back safely. We also hear from Europeans, Africans, Australians, Asians who had concerns about potential issues when coming to Iran. However, upon their return, they all express how beautiful Iran is, how hospitable Iranians are, and how enjoyable their time was. Our managers always emphasize in the initial meetings with traders that during the first few days you are in Iran, try to have a pleasant experience regardless of all the business discussions we'll have. So, come for the first time yourself and try not to bring anyone with you because convincing them might be challenging for you. Subsequent visits will be easier as you can show them your own videos, making it easy for them to to accompany you. However, if you want to bring someone with you on that first visit, as we did, representatives who brought traders with them on their first visit and had a positive experience, you can invite them to come to Iran using the videos provided. The reality is that you cannot fight Western media. They are powerful and have worked for many years to portray Iran as unsafe. If you try to confront this media-driven falsehood through arguments and discussions, it will be very difficult. So, just show them videos, videos of factory visit, videos of office presence, videos of representatives who have attended meetings in the company so far. Even if you are not in the videos yourself and other representatives are, it still makes your task easier. Videos of the presence of other ambassadors in the company, especially if your country's ambassador or one from neighboring countries is involved, are very beneficial. By providing these videos, photos, and information, you can enhance the trust of your counterpart and make it easier for them to come to Iran with you. Initially, try to invite them for a short trip, as long-term travel may cause stress for them. A 3-day or 5-day trip would be suitable. Let us know in advance, and we will coordinate the factory visits for you. When you arrive in Iran, we will pick you up at the airport. We accompany you in your activities in Iran, and you will have no stress or concerns. Everything will go very smoothly. So, invite these friends for a short trip. You might think that if it's a short duration, it might not be enough, and it's not an opportunity, and you'll have to come to Iran several times. Don't worry, perhaps this process takes 3 months, 6 months, or even a year. We think about trade. We think about a long-term path and relation. And this long-term path means 10 years, 20 years, or even 50 years of trade and cooperation. So, if you spend the initial 2 months, 3 months, or 5 months to build trust, it's not a problem. This process happens once, and the next time is easier. For example, if 10 traders come to Iran with you, the 11th trader will accompany you much more easily because videos, photos, and documents are available, making your work naturally easier. Pay attention to these points and try to improve your business and financial path by implementing them. Good luck and have a great time.